I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Repealing the death tax has been something that many in agriculture have worked legislatively to achieve. Clifton Larson Allen, principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer says when it comes to the estate tax,
there's been a lot of chatter about repealing the estate tax. Both Trump and the Republicans in both the House of Representatives and the Senate want to do it. The issue, there's several issues that still have to be addressed. One is the Republicans do not have 60 votes in the Senate to overcome really any filibuster or any resistance by the Democrats. So if we do have a repeal of the estate tax, likely it's only going to be for 10 years, and then it's going to go back to what it is right now. To some degree, we might have to be careful what we wish for, because there's a lot of talk about either replacing the estate tax with a capital gains tax at death, which would be similar to what is done in Canada, or if your estate is large enough, your heirs may no longer get a step up in basis on your assets when you pass away. So in that case, if and when they sold the assets later on, they would owe capital gains tax at that point. So I think getting rid of the estate tax would be great, but if we're going to replace it with either a capital gains tax or no step up in basis, I think I'd almost rather keep the estate tax as the way it is now, because for 98% plus of our farmers, they don't owe any estate tax anyways.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.